Hi, welcome to Splash and Go. Nate Ryan here with Dale Jarrett and Kyle Petty. Sunday concluded the NASCAR season at Phoenix Raceway. The Cup Series wraps up. And guys, I want to start with the fact that NASCAR finished its season with its last 10 races occurring exactly when they'd been intended to occur when the 2020 schedule came out more than a year and a half ago. So what kind of an accomplishment do you think it was for NASCAR to get through 2020 and end with the playoffs, the final 10 races, the integrity of those being attacked from a scheduling perspective, despite all the other challenges this year?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about the organization and how everybody weighed in to see how we could make this happen. And incredibly, it did. We saw opportunities for races during the week, doubleheader weekends, so many things that had been talked about over the years, and they were a success. But the biggest thing was is how much the drivers, the teams, sponsors all bought into this idea that we could run a complete season. And, oh, yeah, the last 10 races are going to be exactly when they were supposed to be. Texas didn't abide by that totally, but it was the same week anyway. And you really have to applaud the effort that was made and everybody putting forth and being a part of that effort. And to think, I really wondered when you started back with everything that was going on, how many drivers might miss a race, and only to have a couple of drivers go through that situation and have that to happen, just amazing. And you know, it turned out to be very entertaining racing with no practice, no qualifying, but everybody did their part. And at the end of the whole thing coming out, we got a brand new champion.
Yeah. And listen, I agree. I think you could not, the vision that NASCAR had for the year, it is absolutely amazing to me that everything worked except for Texas exactly the way that they thought it was going to work. And during along the way, they got to implement so many new ideas from, as Dale mentioned, the double headers, the shorter races. We got to see no practice, no qualifying, which will become a part of the sport next year. So I think we'll look back on this year and we can applaud NASCAR for a number of reasons. The sanctioning body for a number of reasons to say, hey, we did it. We got it in for the fans. We got it in for the industry, for our sponsors, for our partners. We did that. And along the way, we were able to experiment and try some things in a little bit of a petri dish and say, well, it worked or it didn't work. And a lot of it did work. Some things probably didn't that we don't even know about. But I think you have to give a tip of the hat to all these teams, all these owners, all these drivers, all these pilots, all these truck drivers, everybody along the way who got the cars there, who got the cars on the racetrack, who did it. And the number of cases that we had and the incidents that we had are so minute compared to the greater population of this country. I think those guys are really the unsung heroes of this, making it happen for fans and making it happen for the industry.
Yeah, the NASCAR industry really handled a lot of curveballs really, really well, rolled with the punches, rolled with some of the changes. And another change that was by design but was new for 2020 was ending the season at Phoenix. First time that had been done during the playoff system going all the way back to 2004. I'll start with you, KP. Like, I think conventional wisdom beforehand was that there would be an opportunity for maybe this to be the first time under this elimination format since 2014 that the winner wouldn't necessarily be the champion Sunday at Phoenix. But it turned out Chase Elliott wins the race, wins the championship, and the top four are all four championship guys, 1 through 4, and they pretty much ran there the entire race. So what did you think of Phoenix's debut as the title track, and did it turn out the way you expected?
I'm not going to say that it necessarily turned out the way I expected, but listen, I thought Phoenix was the perfect host. If we go collectively and look at NASCAR, if we collectively look at the truck race, the Xfinity race, and the Cup race, and listen, I have no problem with those four guys running 1, 2, 3, and 4, because those are the four guys that every round they get a little better, they get a little better, they get a little better. For the last round, they should be better. They should be better. They take it to a different place, and we know those teams can. I'm a little bit old school. From 1974, if we go back that far, you go Ontario, you go Riverside, you go Atlanta and Homestead. And oh yeah, when 9/11 happened, we had New Hampshire as the last race of the season. but the last race has only been in four cities. This is only the fifth city since really 1974 that we've had our last race in, which is phenomenal when I look at it. I look at other sports, I look as at our playoffs, and I look at what we've done, and I'm not above moving the race every year. The Super Bowl moves every year. The NBA Finals move every year. The Major League Baseball, the World Series moves every year. So why not move it around? But I felt like Phoenix and all the naysayers that pointed at it at the beginning of the year and said, this is going to be terrible. This is never going to work. I think they have to rethink that statement, because I think it worked for the fans, it worked for the teams, and it worked for the sport.
Yeah, I think, you know, the racing was tremendous. All three of the series, the Truck Series race was phenomenal. The Xfinity race was great with last lap passes for the championship there. Just amazing. And then the racing yesterday in the Cup side of it, I mean, Logano led, Brad led. Denny didn't ever lead, I don't believe, but he was always right there in the mix. And as you said, they ran in that top four. I really thought this – I thought that the champion was still going to have to win the race to win the championship, but I thought they might get separated more by some other drivers, you know, who was going to get in there, especially when you look at, you know, Harvick being there and Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. not a part of it. I thought that they might mix it up a little bit more, but Kyle, as you pointed out, you know, they made it through the rounds, and these four proved that they were the best because, you know, they outran everybody else at a very difficult racetrack. But I think as a track, hosting the final race, it did everything that you could ever want in providing entertainment. So at least they get another opportunity, hopefully, in 2021 with fans there to enjoy all of this. I know that the race is going to be there, so hopefully it's a packed house once again, and hospitalities are there, and everybody gets to enjoy that atmosphere and what that's all about. But I do think that it needs to move around every, you know, have – for a track to have it a couple of years in a row or possibly 3 years in a row, I don't mind that idea. But I think from that point, we don't need to lock in on one place. You know, there are so many places we can think about that would provide a great championship. Martinsville would be a great place. And I know that a lot of this is going towards short track and road courses that the fans are liking and seeing. I'm not advocating that a road course get the final race, but I think some of these short tracks, even Bristol could be a great place. And think about Charlotte, where everybody is, and not having to go somewhere and have it right in Charlotte. So a lot of opportunities, but Phoenix didn't disappoint for me at all.
Yeah, and you're right, DJ. It'll be better next year when they do have fans there, hopefully more fans. They had some Sunday, but hopefully even more next year, not just at Phoenix, but at many tracks. You could still tell, though, even without the full grandstands, that Sunday's champion was a very popular champion. Two-time most popular driver, Chase Elliott, wins his first championship. In the process, with his father, Bill Elliott, also being a NASCAR champion, joins the Petties, Richard and Lee Petty, joins the Jarretts, Ned and Dale Jarrett, as that father-son championship combination. So I'll start with you, DJ. What does it mean to have that father-son duo as a champion for Chase Elliott? And, you know, where does Chase go from here? How many more championships do you think he can win?
Yeah, well, let me say first and foremost, it's really good for the sport that Chase Elliott won, you know, and he went out and did the job 2 weeks in a row. He had to get it done. He had to win the race to be the champion, and told me a lot about this young man, that he's got everything that you want and need to be a champion, and he went out and performed at the highest level when needed to have that name, that Elliott name. You know, his father is so famous, just like KP's father, the king. Family members like that doing well, it's good for the sport. And not that we're pulling for anyone, but we do pull for things that make the sport better. And this was a win-win for everyone involved when your most popular driver wins the championship and goes out and takes it and does that. He had drive from the back of the pack yesterday and did just a phenomenal job. So, you know, he's now finally able to answer those questions that he said, hey, I don't have the answers as to how this will feel. Well, he can tell us now. And you could tell that it really got to him emotionally that he was a Cup champion. And I think, like myself, that I felt like that joining my dad in something like that, that was something we were going to have forever and ever. It couldn't ever be taken away. And to see the smile on my dad and my mom's face at Homestead that day when we clinched the championship was just amazing. And you could see that yesterday as Bill and Cindy were able to get the chase and celebrate together there. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more of it. But what a special day for that entire family.
Yeah. And listen, it, I agree with Dale. It's huge for that family. But I'm not, it's immeasurable for the sport right now. I don't think you can really look at the sport. I mean, so many things have happened over the sport through the last few years. But it's that tie. It's that tie back to the very beginning, to the France family, to the Flocks, to the Bakers, to the Petties, to the Earnhardts, to the Jarretts, now the Elliotts. It's plural. It's that tie. And you ask, for me, you know, you ask how many championships could he win? And I'm like, last night I was doing some quick math, and, you know, my dad won 7 and Earnhardt won 7 and Jeff won 4. And then you look at Jimmy come along and win 7. And there's that 15, 14, 15, 16 year gap between my dad and Earnhardt. Between Earnhardt and Jeff, there's a little bit of a shorter gap. But it's really about 14 years. And then between Jeff and Jimmy is the shortest gap. And I think it's 8 or 10 years from first championship to first championship. But you look at Jimmy to Chase, and you're back to 14, 15 years, that gap again. So he's in the right place from the timeline. If we're going to cut into a tree and read the circles, he's in the right place to be a dominant driver there. He's with the right team. He's with the team that's won 4 with Jeff Gordon, 7 with Jimmy Johnson, 1 with Terry Labonte. Now him, what's that, 12 or 13 that this team has won? He's with the right team. So I think when we look, this is a moment that we're going to look back on probably in 10 years or 12 years and say, there's another peak. There's another mountain peak right there. This is when Chase came into his own. And Dale pointed out so eloquently yesterday, he really came into his own at Martinsville last week. That was an impressive performance by a very young driver with that team to say, I'm of that caliber and of that cloth of a Jimmy Johnson, of a Jeff Gordon, and I can go out here and win races and win championships.
Yeah, and I think you guys are both right. I think this could be the first of many. Chase Elliott, 24 years old. Jimmy Johnson didn't win his first championship till he was in his 30s. So could see the beginning, certainly the passing of the torch with Jimmy Johnson's final race as a full-time driver. Chase Elliott wins his first and gets his first championship as well. So lots to keep an eye on there, lots to look forward to there. Thanks to both of you for being on, and stay tuned. More Splash and Go coming later this week on the Motorsports on NBC YouTube channel.